Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel today is generally pleasant. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying clear skies with a gentle breeze. In Haifa, temperatures are mild, making it a good day to be outside. Meanwhile, Ain Lut remains warm, a typical sunny day in the south. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that the U.S. military launched a wave of strikes in Iran earlier today, just after President Trump issued threats towards Tehran. Also, I-24 News states that the U.S. completed a heavy wave of strikes against Iran. This comes after a six-day pause in military action, as Trump considers a larger air campaign. Also this hour, Ynet reveals that the IDF is weighing a strike on Hezbollah tunnels following an explosive drone attack, pending approval from Prime Minister Netanyahu. Separately, Times of Israel reports that U.S. forces struck Iran's Revolutionary Guards in a significant response to recent attacks on its personnel. And finally, JTA highlights that Brett Stevens of the New York Times has criticized the lack of action against settler violence in the West Bank, saying it threatens Israel's security and legitimacy. Reaction has been swift on social media. Belaz News shared minutes ago that Prime Minister Netanyahu clarified in an interview with ABC that his comments on Iran's missile program and regime change were misrepresented. He emphasizes the urgency of preventing Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. I24N, EWS English, a prominent Israeli broadcaster, noted earlier today that there is no nuclear enrichment activity for the first time in two decades, with Mark Dubowitz discussing ongoing geopolitical challenges. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya English quoted former Israeli ambassador Itamar Rabinovich, who stated that Trump is clearly leading U.S.-Israel relations, not Netanyahu. Let's go deeper, starting with the U.S. military action in Iran. According to Walla, American officials confirmed the strikes as a direct response to threats from Tehran. This military move follows President Trump's warning earlier today and reflects escalating tensions between the two nations. The impact could further strain diplomatic relations in the region. Turning to the IDF's potential operations against Hezbollah, Ynet reports that the Israeli military is ready to target tunnels used by Hezbollah after a recent drone attack on an IDF vehicle. They await a green light from the government for action. Heightened military activity could increase tensions along the northern border. Meanwhile, The Times of Israel details U.S. strikes on Iran's Revolutionary Guards as part of a broader strategy to counter Iranian influence. CENTCOM confirmed targeting multiple sites, aiming to deter further aggression. This response underscores the U.S.'s commitment to protecting its forces in the region. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that Terminal X is expanding into modest fashion by acquiring a majority stake in the Staybar brand. This move reflects growing interest in modest clothing markets. Separately, according to Israel Hayom Business, leaders in the real estate sector are revisiting their roots, reflecting on humble beginnings as they now spearhead major projects across the country. And finally, CTEC highlights that Microsoft's Israeli cyber team is playing a key role in developing the company's next-generation AI defense systems. This innovation positions Israel as a significant player in global cybersecurity advancements. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.